Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Disheartened about Altuve, man. He's going to be out at least 2 months with that thumb. He had it operated on yesterday. So, man, it's just can't catch a break.
Nope. No, we can't. That's a shame.
Think they'll play Hensley at second?
No, they're going to have that Dubois.
Man, Mauricio Dubois or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
I can't believe we still hung on to him. They must be getting him for minimum wage or something.
I don't know.
I mean, he's a heck of an athlete, and he's good defensively. Just, man, his bat's just.
Say it.
It's not for me.
God bless Captain Mickey.
Captain Mickey put it out there. It was kind of teed him up, waiting for the take, and the guy goes, yep.
Yep. You can practically hear
it's a shame.
You can practically hear them spitting tobacco.
Yeah. Yes. That's so true.
It's like, it sounds like they sitting on the back porch, man.
Yeah. I can smell the dip cup. Yeah. As they talk. Yeah, man.
And right on cue, Captain Scott and all my partner. God love Captain Mickey, my partner on the Bite Me podcast. He texted me literally during that segment when Captain Mickey was talking about the Astros. Been dealing with pigs in a fence that was run over by the damn cows.
Of course he has. Of course he has. Because why wouldn't he be dealing with pigs in a fence that was run over by the damn cows? Of course he has.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what, though? Underrated in that? Because they're talking about what are the options at second base with Jose Altuve being out for a couple of months. They mentioned Dubon. Well, I mean, they called,
Dubai,
him, they called him Dubai and Dubo and D-Boy or whatever. But, man. The last couple of years, that had been Aledmys Diaz as the guy that they could kind of put in there and be.
That's what nobody's talking about.
And be the utility guy.
Yep. Nobody's talking about guy.
Yep. I'm telling you, like, Aledmys Diaz as your utility guy leaving, and I forget where he signed. It might have been Oakland. Like, he's going to the pits, wherever he is. It ain't the Astros, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And, like, the departure of Aledmys Diaz is not something that you'd be like, for a World Series team like this. It's not something where you'd be like, oh,
yeah,
they really going to miss Aledmys Diaz.
Yeah.
But it's not until stuff like this starts happening, okay?
That you realize.
Yeah. When you realize, okay, this hand thing with Yordan Alvarez seems to be a little bit more serious than maybe we thought it was before, if it's keeping him out of spring training activities. Yeah. And then Jose Altuve is going to miss 2 months, it sounds like, with this thumb surgery.
Yeah.
So now all of a sudden – that makes a guy like Aledmys Diaz, who can play almost any defensive position and at times has been a productive
invaluable
hitter. Oh, my God. And they do not have an Aledmys Diaz. And even when they did, it wasn't necessarily an incredibly deep team. And now they don't even necessarily have him. We're going to learn a lot, needless to say, about guys like – I feel like we know about Dubon, but we'll learn a lot about David Hensley.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
And by the way, Captain Scott is an enormous, enormous Astros fan.
Yeah.
Big time. I mean, he watches every game. So he also texted, new podcast, me, you, and Mickey talking baseball. As someone who edits the podcast, Figgy helps every week, Scott is a legend and a great friend. He's prone to a few pauses himself when I'm editing. Figgy, you've done it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a bunch of times where I'm thinking he done talking, and he's still making his point.
Yeah,
that'd be a 5-hour podcast.
That's exactly what I said.
With them two alone.
I said, that would be great But it would last about 5 hours with all the pauses.
Yeah,
the exact same.
Man, it's just can't catch a break.
Can't catch a break. Wonder what Scott has to say about it.
The editing would take is just as long as the actual recording and content.
Yeah,
that would be the problem.
We record the podcast on Tuesdays at usually about 3:30, unless Captain Caleb is late, which he often is, and we're done about 4:45 or so, 5 o'clock maybe.
Yeah,
and I edit till about 6:30. Most of it is taking out pauses. Anyhow,
one of the texters said that he sounds like Clint. That's a race car.
That is.
Because that's just two country dudes.
Yeah.
Race car!
Yeah.
Clint got more of a country western, like he could be a country western artist or something mm-hmm. like that. Like he should sound
whistle
like
whistle around the neck, toes in the turf, man. We got to go work.
Yeah, I feel like I'm here.
Can't catch a break.
Oh, man.
Nope.
They're definitely from the same part of the world.
They are.
But they don't sound alike.
Actually, Captain Mickey is from Baytown.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. he's from Baytown.
They definitely got the same accent, but they don't sound alike.
Yeah, no, they don't.
Yeah.
So you asked me this question before the show, and it piqued my interest because I did have a thought on this recently. I want to get it share it with you. But you asked me, has free agency changed your sense for the Texans' draft priorities at all?
And just to be clear,
go ahead.
It's a question that I ask myself
because it has mine.
Every day of free agency, ever since it started, since the legal tampering day, I've asked that question continuously.
Yeah,
to myself in my head.
Yeah.
Every day.
It has changed mine.
Okay,
but how has it changed and affected yours?
Yeah, so like initially, just for example. You know, I did a piece on sportsradio610.com and shared it, you know, talked about it here with you guys and In the Loop on my weekly hit about their biggest needs,
mm-hmm.
the Texans' yeah. biggest offseason needs. And it didn't matter draft, free agency, whatever, just what their biggest positional needs were.
Yeah.
And toward the top were center and interior defensive line. Okay. Well, now that they've actually signed some credible rotation defensive linemen, in Sheldon Rankins and Hassan Ridgeway, I feel a lot better about that position and about that position group than mm-hmm. I did before free agency started.
Yeah.
To the point where it's not like – it's at the point where if they were to draft an interior defensive lineman high in the draft
– I'd be like, huh?
I'd be really disappointed. Huh. Even though they've got these guys on short-term deals and they're not long-term answers.
But you can bring them back.
That you could bring them back.
Yeah.
And that is a position I feel like you can kick the can down the road, as opposed to say quarterback or backup running back, you know, running back and wide receiver, and So for me, it has changed it a little bit because I felt like I do feel like whether you like what the Texans have done in free agency or not, and I do, I feel like at the very least they have addressed needs, and you know that's always going to be a debate and a discussion once you get to the draft is. Needs versus positions of need versus best players available.
Yeah.
Okay, that's always going to be a debate. But free agency, it's positions of need. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Everybody does it.
You can say, hey, I want to go get the best free agent out there. Mm-hmm. But no, if you've got an economical and sensible answer at that position, you're not going to spend a bunch of money on necessarily the best player in free agency.
Right.
So I feel like free agency specifically is position of need type of work, and I feel like they did that.
Here's how it's changed my view. I want to see at the top of the draft, first three picks maybe, but there is one qualifier, one exception I'm going to mention, all offense. All offense. Because these are the guys that they've signed. Now, we talk about six or seven starters that they've signed.
Yeah.
Most of them are on defense because this is who they signed. Case Keenum, not going to be a starter. Mike Boone, who knows? Devin Singletary.
Wait. Mike Boone's not going to be a starter.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, okay. I was trying to give him the benefit of
that. Yeah, no,
say who?
Yeah, Andrew Beck, not going to be a starter.
Probably not. Not after bringing in Dalton Schultz and also they've got Zeke Equatoriano.
Devin Singletary, not a starter by definition, but – highly in the rotation.
Yeah, his snap count percentage is going to be high.
Wide receivers, Noah Brown and Robert Woods. Okay, Robert Woods is going to be a starter, but he's not going to be the guy.
Right.
Dalton Schultz, awesome.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome. Shaq Mason, starter. But so, like, in terms of skill positions and key position starters, it's all on defense. Sheldon Rankins, I think Denzel Perryman, you could safety Jimmy Ward.
Yeah.
You can go down the list. A lot of starters on defense. So the way it's changed my view, I want to see number 2, number 12, maybe even number 33 on offense. The only exception is edge rusher.
Yeah. Oh, God. You took the words right out of my mouth. Yeah. I was going to say, unless,
yeah,
you know, something crazy were to happen, like, and this is not going to happen. I'm just throwing it out there, okay? If Tyree Wilson or Will Anderson is falling out of the top, let's call it 8.
Yeah.
And that they might be available around 10.
Mm-hmm.
Then do you start getting antsy at 12 saying, okay, I think one of those guys is use a buzzword here, generational, or dare I say, or that he's going to change the entire complexion of my defense if I add this guy.
Yeah.
Then do you get antsy? Because I'm not opposed to doing that at all, of trading up to go get a player, just like they traded back because they felt like they could get a player that they wanted at 15 last year.
Yeah.
Not opposed to trading up from 12 to go get the player that you really want, even if it's, like, no matter what the position is. If you just really believe that guy is going to change what my team looks like from whatever position it is, then go do it. So, like, that would be the thing that I'd be kind of intrigued by if Tyree Wilson or Will Anderson is still around, you know, after picks 8 and 9, mm-hmm. you know, it's like, okay.
Now we're talking.
Now we might be talking about something. But otherwise.
Offense.
I'm offense. And, you know, I've actually been there. You know, because I earlier in the offseason, I had checked off the defensive players off the list because I felt like, and I didn't have these exact names, Sheldon Rankins, Hassan Ridgeway. Yeah. But I felt
they were
like,
going to do that.
I felt like with they could D'Amico, address their needs defensively for the most part. A lot of the more
availability
in free agency. Yes. Yeah. And that the offense. The offensive woes and the needs that they had were ones that they could address in the draft, and that it would be more pertinent to do so.
All right, I got to tell you something, B. Scott, and it kills me to say this. It ain't going to happen. Don't kill the messenger. It ain't going to happen, and that ain't what we're going to talk about next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.